When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
All right, a couple of things here. First of all, a reminder to head to 1620thezone.com and get in on the Field of Green sweepstakes. The Field of Green sweepstakes is your chance to win $5,000 for all your home improvement plans. Can the $5,000 be used on bunny extermination?
Ooh.
They're in my lawn. They're in my yard.
Get them out.
I'd be intrigued. Go to 1620thezone.com.
I mean, they're probably not monitoring that closely what you spend it on.
There's tiny baby rabbits now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I was going to go back there. I peeked at him one of the days. By the way, I got a mow in over the weekend.
You did?
It seems difficult,
really?
But I did. I really had to squeeze it in, too, because we were getting way long.
There was so much.
I got one in yesterday,
water.
And then I did the front on Saturday. It was too wet.
Okay.
Admittedly. But it needed it badly.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's going to be super problematic. So I went back there on one of the days, and one of the bunnies had children.
Mm-hmm.
On one of the posts of my underneath one of the posts of my deck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was three of them sitting there. I was like, damn it. And I was going to take the shovel out and just, scoop them out and go up and take them out front right away. And then I decided, take your time. Because tomorrow it's all over for you. Your home is no longer your home. I'll be displacing you. And so then I went back out there the next day. It was yesterday.
A tactical strike.
And I went out there with a shovel, and I looked in their place, and they were gone. So I was like, maybe that's the best case scenario for both. So then I take the mower out, start mowing. You know what happened. Got one.
Yeah.
I didn't feel great about it.
No.
I didn't like that.
Nope. I've been there. Yep.
I didn't like how that went.
You feel like a monster, and then you're like, oh, how do I clean this up?
Yep. So I got the shovel back out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like how that went down.
Nope.
I'm not a killer, Josh.
It's not what we wanted.
It's not how I wanted it to go.
And now I hear that the bunnies are rallying, and there will be protests at the Happer House this week.
They probably should. It was not a very becoming death.
That's no way to go.
No.
Even if you guys fundamentally disagree on everything.
Yeah.
hey, Mr. Happer, we want to live here. No. Happer, no. No free room and board.
No. Yeah, they're just going to be mad at me, and they're going to have more babies. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to do something drastic. All right, that's your bunny update. UConn has landed another transfer out of the portal. St. Mary's transfer Aiden Mahaney has committed to UConn after visiting Kentucky, Creighton, and Virginia. So I'm a little worried about that situation.
I asked you during the break, and now I'm going to take it public.
Please do.
Should I be worried about the players that UConn is amassing in the portal?
You should.
This offseason?
Yeah, you should.
Because
you should be very worried.
I'll plead ignorance. I don't know if these players are any good or not. But
no, they're good.
They're getting a lot of players.
No, they're good.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very concerning what UConn. What are they building in there? It's it's very concerning. And so we're going to have to deal with them for a while. Creighton's still awaiting some news on Ryan Kalkbrenner, but they did get a transfer over the weekend in Pop Isaacs.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh, I knew that was going to be your reaction.
Now we got it.
Okay, go ahead. I knew you were going to do that.
I didn't, but here's the thing.
You looked into it, didn't you?
I looked into it. I didn't like what I found. And here's why it bothered me. Here's why it bothered me first and foremost. Obviously, terrible situation.
Yeah.
I don't know
any
of the details of. I am not intelligent enough to speak on it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You're going to have to hear from Husker fans about it. Forever. And I don't like that because it's just annoying.
It's the world It's the world we live in, Josh. Mm-hmm. Just got to be prepared for that at this point.
Because let me tell you, that kid at Illinois, he got some chance.
He did.
He got some chance.
He did. He did. Okay. That's what's going on downtown.
That's a fun name, though. Pop Isaac.
It is a great name. It is a great name. Yeah, Creighton, as Mike says on YouTube, Creighton's got some work to do still. For sure. And especially if they don't get advantageous news on Tree Man. But we'll see what happens on that one.
Yeah, Groot needs to come back.
Big Tree Man. Need Big Tree Man back. Mm-hmm. All right, let's head to the best show on television.
That's right, Paw Patrol.
I'm sure you guys saw this, but we're going to make you watch it again. Here is Charles Barkley's reaction to the Pelicans losing yet another playoff game. Now, albeit to the one seed. So, right, I mean, like, right. Understandable. But as Charles Barkley does, and I think we all like to do, especially in the NBA world, is we like to do a little dancing after teams lose.
Sure.
And Charles Barkley is certainly one of those people. Here he is.
Morning, Orange. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send them to Cancun. We're gonna send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
They didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
Oklahoma City. 105.
A number of things to break down from that clip.
It so teed up. The reaction was so fast.
It was so
fast. Chuck, where they going?
And
they're going to take their ass to Galveston.
Charles sounds
under the
weather.
They're not even going to Cabo.
Charles sounds under the weather. He sounds stuffed up.
He says this with such a straight face. He doesn't even move when he talks. And he's saying the funniest thing you could possibly imagine, which is we're not even allowing them to go to Cabo or whatever they
Cancun,
go in the Cancun or wherever they go in the off season. Now we have to take them to Galveston with their dirty ass water and people pretending like they're on the beach when they're actually just in Galveston with their dirty water.
And a man of Shaq's size and stature was literally doubled over in laughter. And here's my favorite part. It's the crew members laughing.
Yeah, in the background?
In the background.
You got to have the guy in the back.
You can hear it.
You got to have the guy in the back laughing hysterically. I want to play it again.
Okay.
Just listen for the guy laughing in the background again. So here's NBA on TNT. Here we go.
Disappointing noise. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send them to Cancun. We're gonna send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
They didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
There it was.
Oh, man. Best show on television. Best show on television.
It's not even really a close
second. It's not even remotely close.
Imagine having that up for media rights and not re-upping with TNT.
Yeah. Imagine having the possibility floated out there that show could change in any way, shape, or form. Do nothing to it. Yeah, I hold it as sacred as the NCAA tournament. Don't do anything. If you think about doing something to it, we could do this and this with Chuck and Jack. No. Don't change it at all.
You did the Tuesday lineup, and it's good. It's very good, but it's not as entertaining. It's not as fun as the Thursday crew of Kenny and Chuck and Shaq.
And Kenny wasn't and even EJ. There.
Yeah.
Who was sitting? Was it like, who was that? I didn't even know who that was sitting in for Kenny Smith this weekend. Anyway.
Didn't even notice.
Yeah, he wasn't there. He wasn't there. He was just trying not to laugh as much as he possibly could. Aaron writes in. He says, Shaq's reaction just dying is so great, too. Ernie is so good. How he keeps that circus working so well is amazing. He's the best. Oh, it was Vince Carter. Oh, I was going to say it was Vince Carter, but I was scared. I didn't want to say, oh, it's a guy. He looked like Vince Carter.
Now, Shaq, now we don't have the video for this, but Shaq has offered an apology.
To Galveston?
To Galveston, and more importantly, their most famous resident. May I?
Please.
I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. Just know that I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful.
We're not going there.
Would you go on a vacation?
You got a
chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean here.
You got to just say, I would go to Galveston.
Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio. Okay.
So you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to
rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. That's where they invented Victoria's Secret, Jack.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
Am I to understand this correctly?
Victoria's Secret down there. It's still a secret.
What's that?
Am I to understand this correctly that Beyonce is from Galveston?
That's right.
Okay. Got it.
Got to protect Galveston.
By the way, I got an email here real quick.
Oh, okay.
Did you just say an hour ago that LeBron is in the conversation for GOAT over Jordan? Dude, why do you even have a sports radio show? Pathetic. Just another typical millennial or Gen Z POS who thinks history and or sports history started when they came of age. Get a bleeping clue. Yikes.
Just... really, we're going to do the passionate, serious MJ LeBron
It seems like
debate.
It's a little bit of goading, you know, a little bit of trying to bait me a little bit. And I'm going to hold.
Okay.
I'm going to hold. We were talking about an ESPN topic that they, I was not wading into those waters as well.
Yeah. I
feel like he should be in the conversation, right? Is this the conversation?
Yeah. And the LeBron? The conversation is four or five guys, right?
Yes. He's in it.
He's allowed to be in the is he going to win? Probably not with me. With children? Yes, perhaps.
I don't feel like it's that crazy to say LeBron's in the conversation.
No.
Okay. That's been said before, Josh. Mm-hmm.
You have vowed to never do the is a hot dog a sandwich topic.
No.
I'm vowing to never have a serious discussion about Michael Jordan versus LeBron James.
Okay. Those are good rules for this show, honestly.
I will not do it.
Sam McEwen will join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk some football with him. We'll come back. A couple other videos that we still have. One featuring Matt Rhule talking about Thomas Fedoni. A couple more topics from over the weekend as well. Still talk about the jerseys being fixed, Major League Baseball.
Connor did that for all of you.
We did that.
We did that.
We had the 30-minute conversation with the jersey guy. I'd do it again.
I sent it to Rob Manfred. I said, here, what do you think of this, Chief? And he said, lose this number. And I said, okay, sir.
And you asked, why are you drunk right now? Back with more next on 1620 The Zone.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save